Hey, I just got your text. You okay?
I see. Having a hard time lately, huh? Need someone to talk about it? Well, who's got two thumbs and is a great listener? This girl. So, come on, spill. I'm not leaving here until you get everything you need off your chest. And then after, I'll just hold you until you tell me to stop. What? Oh, you don't want to talk? I guess that's fine. I understand. Sometimes getting it all out there isn't always all that helpful. If you just want me to hang around, I can. You want a pep talk? Have you heard about my awesome fucking pep talks from others? I guess I can do that. But I kind of need to know what's going on before I go off into a ramble. You feel weak? Are you kidding me? You feel weak? You're not weak. Not by a long shot. That makes me angry even thinking that you think you're weak. Like, what the fuck? I'm not angry at you or anything. It's just you're more than that. Weakness is such a simplistic construct. It's not something that like you can really be in day-to-day situations. Like, personal weakness is just an idea perpetuated by dumb shits with something to compensate for. Like, you're strong. You're so strong. It's unbelievable. Like, sometimes the thought of you passes through my mind, and I think about how durable you gotta be to, well, be you. I know you've been having a shitty time lately. I'm not pitying you or anything. It's just like you're not some fragile snowflake who needs to be protected and pitied all the time. I don't care if even other people see you that way. You're not that. Like I said, you're tough. If you came in a bottle with a label on it, the tagline to advertise you would be long lasting, industrial strength, motherfucking you. Yeah, dumb joke, I know, but look, you're just amazing for being who you are on a daily basis. Like, who cares what people think about you? Fuck 'em. Who cares what life throws at you? Fuck it. 'Cause you're gonna push through no matter what. I know you're going to. You don't need to push. I don't need to push you to do that. Nobody does. Because you're gonna be in control of your own destiny. You're gonna be able to do whatever you need to do to get through this. The responsibility of it is laid entirely on your shoulders. But good. Like, you're the type of person that when your feet touch the floor in the morning, the devil says, "Ah, shit, they're up." Like, how people say, like, the devil's gonna come back one day and he's gonna be here. And you know why he hasn't yet? 'Cause of you. 'Cause you, I'm being serious, you scared the devil. He's not gonna come up here. That's probably why, well, okay, yeah. Maybe I am being a little crazy and exaggerating, but it's true. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that you intimidate that, like, you don't even know about 'cause you intimidate them. Why would they tell you? But, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm not gonna tell you that it's gonna get easier. I'm not gonna tell you that life will ever be easy because it's not, and I'm not gonna tell you that there's some kind of solution or an all answer to this shit. Life fucking sucks, and it's never gonna be entirely easy even when it's good. What I am going to tell you is that no matter what, you'll be ready for it. You'll always be ready for it. Nobody can defeat you. Nobody can hold you down for long. You're unbreakable. Now, let me just hold you for a while, up until you realize everything I've said is fucking true and you perk up. So now, just close your eyes and be strong for me.